I'm assuming that we all got up yesterday early so that we could go to services, right, to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And after waking up at 5:30 to get ready for services and going to services, we got all excited about dyeing eggs and hiding them. And then to top that off, we decided that we would lie to our children while they searched for the eggs. We told them that those eggs come from bunnies. If you ask Sam where bunnies come from, I'm sure he wouldn't tell you that they don't come from eggs. But it's okay, because as Wikipedia states, while eggs in early pagan traditions were symbols of fertility and rebirth, in Christianity they symbolize the empty tomb of Jesus. And though an egg appears to be like the stone of the tomb, a bird hatches from it with life. And similarly, the Easter eggs for Christians then is a reminder that Jesus rose from the grave, and that those who believe will experience eternal life. What a great day! So excited. But is this really what God has to say? Does he say it's okay to mix pagan practices and to call them Christian? If you will, we'll start in Isaiah 30 and verse 9. Isaiah 30 and verse 9 says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of God, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. The peoples and the religions of this world, they do not care to follow, nor do they care to seek after God's commands. The fact is that God commands in many places that we are not to keep the practices and to follow after these pagan ways. I'm going to read for you some scriptures. Leviticus 18 and verse 3 says, you must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow the practices. Leviticus 20 and verse 23, you must not live according to the customs of the nations I am going to drive you out before you, because they did all these things, I abhorred them. Deuteronomy 12 and verse 30. And after they have been destroyed before you, be careful not to be ensnared by inquiring about their gods, saying, how did these nations serve after their gods? We will do the same. Judges 6 and verse 10. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. But you have not listened to me. Time and time again, God told the Israelites, be careful. It will lead you in the wrong direction. If you will, turn to Jeremiah 10 and verse 1. We read these scriptures this morning. Jeremiah says, hear the words which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Verse 2, thus says the Lord, do not learn the ways of the Gentiles. And in beginning in verse 3, for the custom of these people are futile. They hold no true meaning for us. They hold no true meaning for them, though they think that It does. Okay, yeah, sure, that's fine, all good, but Easter really isn't that bad of a thing, is it? God doesn't say that we can't keep it. Besides, we're putting a spin on it. We're commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you will, turn over to chapter 7 of Jeremiah. Beginning in verse 17. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? Who exactly is this Queen of Heaven? Jeremiah 44, verse 3. Jeremiah continues to say, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they did not know, they nor you nor your fathers. If you read the rest of this chapter of verse 44, you see that these people were once again openly worshiping the Queen of Heaven. Now, in our free booklet, there's your plug, Mr. Link. In our free booklet, Is That in the Bible? Man's Holy Days and God's Holy Days, on pages 8 through 10, we read about the origin of Easter and Easter customs. And on pages 4 through 7, it goes into the fact that Christ has nothing to do with Easter, as he was not resurrected on a Sunday, nor was he crucified on a Friday. Because of lack of time, I don't have time to go through those pages, but I would encourage you to go read through those pages again and just see where exactly these ancient pagan customs come from. So Easter, then, as we have seen, is cannot be in any more stark contrast to the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread that we are keeping and that we have kept. As we have read, the people today have no clue as to the most important days that we are observing now, or to the days that they were keeping or are keeping. The Days of Unleavened Bread rightly picture us coming out of sin, as well as partaking of unleavened bread on a daily basis as a symbol of our commitment to live sinless lives. As we heard this morning, this often takes sacrifice on our part. Ancient Israel had to give sacrifices for sin because they did not have the Holy Spirit. But this is not what God had originally intended for them. If you will, turn to Jeremiah 7, verse 21. We'll read to verse 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Jeremiah 7 and verse 21, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. God's intent was for them to be obedient children, not to keep days like Easter. So today it is still our duty to give sacrifices. Psalms 4 and verse 5 says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. And also in Psalms 51 and verse 19, then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings. Verses 16 and 17 of Psalm 51 says, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else would I give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. And now we have a chance to offer a sacrifice of an offering. We'll be hearing music from Tim Janis, and the title of the song is entitled Music of Hope.